This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Planning to Succeed. It's all about defining your strategic plan and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
It's a celebration of mothers. And in this episode, we're going to talk about finances and history. So, Chuck, how does a mother raise a child with limited resources? Help us out here.
That's a great question.
Thanks.
That's a really great question. You know, and because I'm not a parent, you know, I have to lean on how I was raised. You know, so my mother, again, you know, did not have many financial resources. And I didn't look at my development from that perspective. She raised us with integrity. She raised us with care. She raised us with love. She raised us with being an advocate, fighting and standing up for what was right, having a mission and having a message. You often hear me say, "What's your message?" You know, and I got that from my mom, because my mom would say, "Hey, who are you today? What's your message? What are you gonna represent when you get to school today?" I never forget going to first grade, Sherwood Forest, first grade teacher, Ms. Graham. Oh my gosh, she was beautiful. Ms. Graham, my mother would look at me and she'd say, "What message are you sending to that classroom today?" That's what she would ask me every day. And I'd be looking at my mom like, "What do you mean, what message?" I think because we just started going to church and stuff, and I think my mom has lost her mind.
Okay.
But I got it. She was instilling in me, hey, I represent the Wilson family. And when I get to Sherwood Forest, number one, don't act out and don't embarrass her. Number two, do your work. Number three, represent what I am all about, what I'm trying to teach you. And so I think the emphasis is a lot of times placed on money, is placed on those types of resources. When you have a mission, I think the resources will eventually catch up to the mission.
Right.
Mothers, my mother, she was raising two kids, so she couldn't really chase a big career because she had to say, okay, am I going to raise this boy of mine and this girl of mine, or am I going to chase the dollar?
Right.
And I'm glad she made the decision to raise her children. She could have done a lot of different things, I'm sure. My mother is a brilliant, bright woman. But she chose to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that we have our math cards when we got home, that my mother read to us. She made sure that we could. She was there reading Kaleidoscope and Genesis and all these different books that I remember today. Life for Me Is No Crystal Stair. I mean, she read poetry to us growing up. She talked about history. She took us to monuments around the United States. She did a whole lot with very little. She planned. She sacrificed her, having, you know, the nice car. We didn't have, the big house and all of that stuff. But what I have now is not relegated or contingent on where I live, what I drive, and what I wear. And that's because that's not how I was raised. If you put me in a box right now, Chuck is going to rise above and be the cream on top. If I have to catch the bus, guess what? I'm going to be the best known person on the bus system.
So basically, your mom taught you how to be resourceful.
Exactly. So it's a difference between being resourceful and having resources.
Right.
If you are resourceful,
right,
the resources will come. Now, let me talk to the kids for a second. Now, a lot of times our parents will not make or have not made the type of resources that we have. So in your getting, don't just can all you get and sit on the can.
Right.
Make sure that all you get has some other people thinking attached to it. Remember your mom who sacrificed her getting her hair done, her perm. They used to call it vigor roll back in the day. She sacrificed, you know, buying nail polish. I think they used Fashion Fair back then. I don't know exactly what all they used, but they sacrificed all these things. We caught the bus. So when I have a little extra money, every month, and I make sure I send my mother something. And not just every month. If she needs it and I have it, it's hers. Because if I'm not able to do anything if it was not for my mother. And so people, children, even husbands and boos and all that kind of stuff, don't forget to have other people thinking. When your resources increase, make sure you share those resources. Now, a lot of times, you know, when children have graduated from college and are no longer children, and now they're looking to say, okay, now I'm a professional. I'm getting ready to get a job. I'm getting ready to buy me a car. I'm getting ready to buy me a condo or a house. I'm going to buy that Louis Vuitton luggage that I want. They put all that stuff before the person that actually helped them get there.
Right.
And not just the children, some of these husbands and some of these boos. You know, now your resources have grown. You're no longer working the night shift. Now you're on the day shift and you got a day job and your finances have increased. Don't go buy the new BMW or go buy this, that, and the other. Remember your wife, your boo, your child's mother, and say, you know what? Let me do something for them. Let me make sure that they have an opportunity to re-engineer their lives. Let me make sure that they have an opportunity, that their bills are caught up. You know, if you've gone through, you know, 20 years, 21, 22 years of raising a child, you're a single parent, or you have a partner, and all of a sudden, that child decides that, okay, You put me through school, and now I have all of these things, but they won't even bring you a piece of bread. They won't even recognize that you need some help. It may not be financial help, but make sure that you're looking at your mothers and saying, what can I do? Flip the script on your mother's people, your children, boyfriends, husbands, boos. Flip the script for our mothers and say, you know what? It's about time that we start to really represent who we really are as a people and begin to nurture and give life back to the person that gave us life.
And that point really comes to where when I call my mom, I make it a conscious effort to call her because I know she gets such joy in hearing from me. So we have to have that other people thinking. We do. Because I am where I am because of her. Mm-hmm. So I cannot, you know, focus on, well, we never did this together, you know, the love, the lack of love, whatever the case may be. No, I have to think about she is my mother and part of who I am. So it's so important to stop, sacrifice, and give thanks to her. So I truly do believe that. I'm just reading one of the emails that we got, and this listener said that she consciously decided to forego a $150,000 job, but the reason why she did that is because her child was just approaching high school, and she knew that high school is that pivotal point in her daughter's years before she went out in the world. So it was a sacrifice that she made because she realized if she took the other job, the six-figure job, there would be late nights, the child would be uprooted, but she made that sacrifice. And she wrote here that sacrifice is something she'd do all over again because of the fact that it gave her daughter the opportunity to graduate with an excellent GPA to get into one of the best universities to become a constructive citizen in our society. So a lot of times we just really have to step back and think, it's not just you know, getting the six-figure jobs. The resource could just be being there for your child, you know, the homework and just the conversation, you know, things of that nature. But you did bring up a point, though. Even though you have that six-figure job and you have a child in college, you still cannot have or may not have enough resources.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you should not focus on the financial side of it. Don't put that ahead of everything else. I think the thing to do is to put the message of what you're developing, who you're developing, how that person will, how your child will look in the future. So this person that sacrificed that $150,000 a year job was thinking, hey, you know what? I'm not going to let the travel, I'm not going to let this image of this job take me away from developing my child so that my child does not grow up thinking a certain way. She wants that child to feel loved. She wants to be cared for. She wants to nurture them and develop that child in a certain way. So I think it's so important to understand whether you're talking about being resourceful again or resources. Right. You know, if you're putting money before everything, guess what? There's no money, no gold, no silver, no copper has left the earth. But your mama gonna leave. Your pa is gonna leave, but money and gold, silver, all these things, they're not going. They stay here.
Right.
So why would you put something? Why would you invest so much time on things that's gonna come and go in your life anyway?
Right.
And not look at, you know what? You only have so many years with this person. You know,
you never want to regret not saying something.
Right. You don't
no
have
matter what.
You don't have forever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have eternity. So make today count. It will be your history at some point.
And you hit on a great point here. Changes in finance. You can be employed today with that six-figure job and be downsized in your middle ages and not have an income. So then what happens?
Well, that's where the other people think it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, people help people. You know, and a lot of times pride gets in the way. Not being proud, but pride gets in the way. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, and we've all been there. I know I've been there where you're doing well and maybe a job is re-engineered and you're not part of the go-forward plan or things just happen to people. And when your finances change and if it changes the dynamics of your family, then that says that the money is what was guiding the family anyway.
But as a mother, you once again try and shield things because as a mother, you're the protector.
Well, we talked about communication. We talked
right.
in our previous podcast. Communication is being truthful. You know, if you are employed and then all of a sudden your employment status changed, you need to have that courageous conversation with your family. Say, listen, I'm no longer making $182,000 a year. I'm now making $36,000 a year. I'm no longer bringing home $9,000 every 2 weeks. Now I'm bringing home $700 every 2 weeks. We can't live like that. Explain the situation. Explain how and what's going on. Be current. Be truthful. The truth about the facts. Remember that. You know, I got this book coming out,
right.
The Truth About the Facts. Be truthful about your situation. It changes the game. So it doesn't matter. So it allows us to be like water. Water is strong. There's nothing that water can't get around, can't get through, can't get over, can't lift. Water is powerful. And truth is like water. If we tell the truth about our situations, no matter what it is, it may sound horrible, it may be bad, it may be catastrophic, it may be dangerous. But if you tell the truth about the situation, then that is less likely that we will have those camouflages, less likely that we have those barriers that we've talked about on previous podcasts. It's less likely that we won't listen and evaluate what's really being said. We won't have these delusions of grandeur, these delusions of control, all these different types of delusions because we don't have the truth. So no matter what and where you are, financially and in other areas, I think to tell the truth is very important.
So, Chuck, as we wrap up this episode featuring mothers, how about mothers, how they grew up and how the lessons of their lives, how does that impact their role currently?
Well, as I often say, we are the sum total of all of our experiences. And so history is so important. That's why what we do today, how we live, how we think, how we communicate, how we feel, how we hear, how we smell, how we use our senses is so important, because it will be our history. It will shape our thinking. It will have an impact on our family and our environment. So our parents, you know, don't hold your parents hostage to what they did or didn't do, because that's what they experienced growing up as a child in their family. No family is perfect. But I think when we deal with the truth, the perfection of family is the agenda. So we are a perfecting people. Not meaning that we're not perfect, we are perfecting. Meaning that if we tell the truth, if we learn the lessons of the past, if we learn the lessons of how we grew up, how our parents grew up, and a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen in our families. A lot of children were born that we didn't know about.
Right.
Incest, rapes, all types of things. Outside children, as they say. These things have to be addressed. These things have to be talked about. These things have to be dealt with. And we have to tell the truth about those things so we can heal properly, so we can learn the lessons from it. Because if we don't, what happens is we learn how to do those same things in a better way, and it still creates a problem in the future.
Right. So tell us about the Spice Ham story.
Well, you know, again, when you're dealing with, you often talk about, you know, different foods that you're going to eat, but not everybody was able to eat a filet mignon and ahi tuna growing up. Some people had to eat spice ham sandwiches, a liver pudding sandwich, bologna sandwiches. But the difference is...
Liver pudding.
If you're from North Carolina, you know about liver pudding. You wouldn't know nothing about liver pudding.
No.
In Canada. Luncheon meat, exactly. So my point to all of that is that then we put the spice ham and the liver pudding and the bologna sandwich in the kitchen together.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the sandwich together. You know, mom and them would have a piece of bread and the mayonnaise, and they'd be saying, don't put so much mayonnaise on the sandwich. But we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to Chick-fil-A, and I love Chick-fil-A. We're going to different restaurants, and we don't talk. We're eating in the car. By the time we get home, you toss it in the trash can. We're on the remote control. We're texting. So we don't have any communication. So since we are doing those things, why don't we add and borrow from the past and say, you know what? I'm going to stop at Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to get everybody some Chick-fil-A, and we're going to have Chick-fil-A at the table and talk about our day. And I think that's how we pull from the past, deal with the future, and look at the day and deal with our future.
Now, did you say to rewind? Is that how you said it?
I said to go back and grab from the past.
Right.
Go grab from the past, deal with today, and look at our future.
As we celebrate Mother's Month, we encourage our listeners to pick up the phone and call your mom, your big mama, your aunt, your great-grandmother, and just let them know that you love them. Glad you joined in on our conversation. For more Let's Talk to Chuck episodes, sign up and follow us on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leventwo, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. We hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.